Hello. I have a picture of the Queen looking very fetching, as she always does, and showing a Todmorden-made pump during her visit to the University of Strathclyde. And it's entitled Manufacturer Shares History with the Queen. Part of Todmorden's manufacturing history was shown to the Queen during a visit to the Scottish University. A Warman slurry pump, which has been produced at Weir Minerals Foundry on Halifax Road since 1938, was on display at the Weir Advanced Research Centre at the University of Strathclyde, Glasgow, during her visit. The pumps are used all around the world. The company undertook a £5 million expansion of the Todmorden Foundry, its European base, in 2012, which increased output capacity at the site from 13,000 tonnes to around 15,500 tonnes annually, and helped create new jobs in the business. The minerals division of the Weir Group is now the global market leader in slurry pumps used for minerals processing, the method by which valuable minerals are extracted from ore bodies. The collaboration with the University of Strathclyde is part of Weir's commitment to continuous innovation of its products, a commitment which includes engineers working with academics from some of the world's leading technological institutions. The Queen was also shown a scale model of minerals processing plant and learned of Weir's global operations, which stretch over more than 70 countries and includes more than 200 manufacturing and service centres. Dean Jenkins, Divisional Managing Director of Weir Minerals, said, "It is a great honour to be able to share Weir and Warman's story with Her Majesty, and for her to take such an interest in our firm's long-standing commitment to developing innovative solutions aimed at making our customers more productive and maintaining our market leadership positions." Over to you, Heather.